The following is the President's speech at Presidio, Oklahoma, Tuesday, September 28, 1948.
Oklahoma, our distinguished visitor today. First, I would like to present a man that has been a great friend of yours in the United States Senate and has done so much for Oklahoma, our senior senator, Elmer Thomas. Now I'd like to present another fellow Oklahoman, a man who made a great governor and who will be the next United States Senator, Governor Bob Kerr. And now I want to introduce our own beloved Governor Roy Turner, who will introduce the President of the United States, Governor Roy. My fellow Oklahomans, Democrats, it's a great pleasure for me to present to you the President of the United States and the next President of the United States.
My, what a welcome. Governor Turner and fellow Democrats of Purcell, certainly is a pleasure to me to see this wonderful turnout in Purcell. You know, Purcell means a lot to me as a name. When I was on the county court in Jackson County as the presiding judge of that court, I had an eastern judge named Buck Purcell, and he was one grand man. He's gone to his reward now, but I always think of him when I pass through Purcell, Oklahoma, and I have passed here on numerous occasions. I know something about your problem. I know that this great agricultural county has been very much interested in soil conservation. I know that soil conservation means a lot to the people of this county. And I know that soil conservation is one of the greatest assets that the Democratic Party has given to this country. Your great Congressman, Mike Caroni, whom you're going to send back to Washington on Election Day, has told me about the hard-working industry you put into helping out our farm program to transform McCain County from one of the counties with the highest percentage of farm tenancies to one of the widest of farm ownership. That's a wonderful record. That's what we want. You know, if we can have satisfied farmers on farms that they own and are in a condition so that they feel that they're secure in that ownership, if we can have satisfied homeowners in the city at jobs that can keep them on a prosperous basis, then you have a prosperous, happy country. And that's what the Democratic Party's been working for. Well, back in 1932, if I remember correctly, there were 123,000 farmers kicked off their farms because they couldn't pay the interest on the mortgages. Last year, there were less than 800 people, farm owners, who had foreclosures. That's most remarkable, the most remarkable thing. Now, we have 61 million people at work. 61 million people at work. The national income in this country is greater than it ever was for any country in the history of the world, some $217 billion. And that income has been distributed so that most people got the most benefit from it. Now, you here in Purcell want to bear those things in mind when you go to the polls on Election Day. And I know that every one of you is going to go to the polls and vote for himself. He's going to vote for his interest. And if he does that, he'll vote the Democratic ticket straight and the country will be safe for the next 4 years. Then I won't be troubled with a housing problem because I can live in the White House another 4 years. Now, in order to make that safe, I want to see Mike Minoli back in the Congress. I want to see Bob Kerr in the Senate of the United States. Bob will make a real senator. I served in the Senate for 10 years with Elmer Thomas, and I know he's a real senator, and you have too if you send Bob Kerr there. I can't tell you how much I appreciate these welcomes I'm getting in all these Oklahoma cities. I didn't know there were that many people in Oklahoma. I must have seen at least half the population of Oklahoma this morning, and I haven't got into the big cities yet. I wonder how you'd like to meet my family. Well, here's the First Lady. Now, I want you to meet the First Lady of Oklahoma.
President Truman, on behalf of friends that love you so deeply, we want to give you this little bouquet of mail.
Thanks.
And Mrs. Kim, this is from the world of all the people who have come over to have you with us. Here we are.
Mrs. Turner, the First Lady of Oklahoma. And my daughter, Margaret. How you doing?